Frequency 101. Each month, five audio-only primetime shows go head-to-head against five submitted pilots. A voting audience will decide which five of the 10 shows will continue in primetime for the next month. It's a bloodbath. These are the stories of those who dare to make these shows. I'm your host, Willie Roberts, and this is Making the Frequency. This month, we take you to the Arctic Circle, where Canadian Todd Donald is hard at work on his frequency pilot for April 2021.
So I made a show, Charles and Chesty, screened three times, three frequencies. It was pretty glorious.
And it was the frequency March 2021 screening that Charles and Chesty was eliminated.
Fifth place, hyper fuck bass.
Fourth place, stripper squad.
Third, enter the dark. Second place, character crossover. And number one. Ghosters! Yes!
So sixth place is Charles and
Chesty.
Place.
Yes, I'm
Charles
and
Chesty.
Todd.
Todd's friend, Sharon McCormick, who played Chesty on the show, had this to say.
I was just excited we were screened. I could tell the pressure was getting to Todd. Charles, can I have some of that coffee?
Not quite my tempo. No worries.
Charles, can I have some
You're rushing.
What?
You're dragging.
Are you whiplashing me?
It's okay. Yeah, I definitely cracked. And then the March voting, I was in a bad place.
I wish that we could lose this crowd, baby.
He's flat.
Without an idea ready for the next pilot, Todd decided to call in some favors.
Jim Garrett, character crossover. That's a fucking gem.
Thanks, dude.
So, do you need another actor, maybe?
Well, Miles Allen, who did the voices in the first episode, he's doing it again, so...
Patricia! What's up?
Todd, I love you. I love Charles and Chesty. I love everything you're doing. But I have enough people for Stripper Squad, so all my best to you.
Breathe, Todd. Fucking breathe. You know, honestly, it's been a great day.
Hell yeah, Todd. Thanks for offering.
Yeah, so...
Brandon and I are all good for Ghosters, man. I'd be more than happy to work with you on something down the line.
I gotta be honest, this is very distressing for me.
Dude, you're making me a little bit uncomfortable.
Oh, do you know the hyper fuckface guy? I don't have his email. Habed, we've had long conversations together.
Yeah, I like you, Todd.
So can you give me a role on Enter the Dark? I put you in Chesty, so...
Todd, you're reaching.
Well, I'm kind of drowning here.
Don't make me feel bad about the results, man. I thought you were a positive guy.
We've had Christmases together, Habed. Family cheer.
Christmases? Are you Cameron Crowing me right now?
With only 1 week away from the pilot submission deadline, Todd sought out to enlist one of his favorite 101 writers to collaborate, Alex Kavutsky.
Todd, I like you. Uh-huh. You're Canadian. You're nice. I'm a little insulted, maybe, that you think I'd have time or interest to write something with you. I mean, I don't even listen to Frequency 101. Thank you for having me on your podcast. Thank you for exposing me to 12 of your listeners. Now I owe you something. What?
Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm Alex Kavinsky. I made Trading Up. It's really fucking great.
Okay, you're being sarcastic, but it's pretty good and smart.
Whatever.
Look what I do with 101. I just write niche meta shit that kind of like turns in on itself, and Primetime can't get rid of me.
Do you have something against me or Canada?
I gotta go, man. You got this. Please don't zoom me again.
In a nightly fever dream of doubt and despair, Todd was on the verge of calling it quits on Frequency 101. Forever.
I'm a little insulted.
You're making me a little bit uncomfortable.
Are you Cameron Crowing me right now? Goddamn motherfucker! Look what you did, you little jerk.
Uncle Frank.
Where are you going?
Oh, I'm just walking around trying to find myself a cliff.
What?
They don't want my show. Nobody wants my help. They don't want to work with me. I can't fucking write for shit. I can't make the show deadline.
Sometimes they crack, you know. It's pretty funny.
Fucking burning bridges left and right.
Not having eaten in days, it was at this moment that Todd saw a vision off in the snowy distance.
Huh?
Look what I do with 101. I just write niche meta shit that kind of like turns in on itself. And Primetime can't get rid of me.
Oh my God, that's it. That's fucking it. I was remembering the style of Dan Harmon's Exposure. Channel 101 the musical. Things I've never felt before. I am now a writer, and I'm writing a frequency show about making a frequency show. A person falls down in disgrace, goes through a change, and ultimately redeems themselves. It's got everything. What are human beings but hopeful pilots wanting to get voted into each other's top fives? Either way, I'm back to square one, but somehow different. Bring it on, panel.
This was the story of Todd Donald. Could the next Making the Frequency be about you? I'm Willie Roberts. Thanks for listening.